What is the Podern family?
This is Gareth from the Open Our Powers podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad.
Jay Mills.
And Lil Man.
From the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Juliette Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Ro podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Podern Family and use the hashtag Podern Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Podern Family, where great podcasts come home.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Hello again, guys. It is one half of the broadcast. It is Alan. Hi, everyone. It's good to be back in your ears and your car stereos yet again. I just thought, got some downtime today, so I thought, you know what the hell? Let's do a recording. Yes, it's we've known for a bit of a wrestling podcast we've become now, Thomas and I. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to sit back and watch a wrestling show with you guys. So here we go. What we're going to do is now, guys, we're going to look up a very interesting random show that I thought everyone would be interested in listening to. Yes, I'm going to watch, you can watch with me if you'd like. It's WWE Superstars 376. That's right. From 2016, this was done on the 20th of June, back in 2016. I thought it's interesting just by reading the disclosure on the actual WWE Network that we're watching it right now. It's this week, the high-flying Lucha Dragons face off against the Dudley Boys, plus the Ascension takes on the Golden Truth. So, let's get ready, guys. Let's sit back and let's watch this together. This is Superstars 376. This is the broadcast, one half of the broadcast. You can find us on all our different socials, especially on Twitter. We are very, very active on there, thanks to Brother Tom, who does a lot of work on that. So, guys, let's sit back and let's watch Superstars, WWE Superstars 376. Let's go. Just recording, waiting. Oh, the disclosure of coming up of Stomping Grounds, live on pay-per-view on June 23rd, on Sunday. Down here, that'll be on Monday for us. It'll be the 24th. Here we go. Oh, the old school of, this is 2016 wrestling, so we've just, here now for, no, what is it? I'll read it out to you guys. And here we go. Then, now, forever. I say I was right, but I just had to be coached a little bit. John Cena on our screen. Roman Reigns. One of the Bellas. John Moxley. No, Dean Ambrose. The Miz. Shane McMahon. Roman Reigns again. The Dudley Boys. Sheamus. The Usos. The Lucha Dragons. Alicia Fox. Paige. Enzo. Oh, good lord. It was Enzo and Big Cash on there. The Good Brothers. Sami Zayn. Rusev. Jericho, The New Day, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, AJ Styles, again with The New Day, Roman Reigns, one more time, coming, pounding down onto the pavement, WWE Superstars, and we're starting right off now, guys. It's the golden truth. It's gold dust. Oh, he's on the mic. We are the golden truth, spoken by gold dust, and out comes the 24/7 champion. If you are now watching the current product, it's R-Truth. Here we go, guys. So this was taken, this was actually at the Phoenix, Arizona, USA, at the Talking Stick Resort Arena. Here we go. So this was show was actually taped on the 20th of June 2016, and it was broadcast on the 24th. And we got Tom Phillips and David Otunga is our commentary team tonight. A couple of old school people in the background there with some old shirts. R-Truth asking what's up. Gold Dust, interesting. And now we have the men from the wasteland known as the Ascension. These guys are one of the most terrifying tag teams in NXT history. And they were one of the longest reigning tag team champions as well. And now they're on Superstars. But again, it's good to see them on there. On television, actually getting some actual screen time, which is great. This should be a good match, guys. The Ascension versus the Golden Truth. R-Truth and Goldust. A tag team match we're having, guys. Huge opportunity from these guys. It says by David Otunga saying these gentlemen, these monsters from the wasteland. As you just said, Tom Phillips, the longest reigning NXT tag team champions. Goldust is ready to fight. He's ready to take on the Ascension. R-Truth asking, what's up? Here we go, guys. Hope you guys are enjoying our recent shows as well, too, guys. There's been some great shows that Tom and I have been doing lately. Goldust trying to get the fans behind him, clapping his hands. He's firing up the crowd. Here we go. Headlock. Oh, knocks him down. Oh. Atomic drop. Inverted atomic drop. Here we go. Asking if he's okay. That was right in the lower extremities. Misses the right hand. Oh, hits him with the left. All right, couldn't really tell. R-Truth tagged into the ring. So remember this guy, this is from 2016. Oh! Tangling him up right there with an inverted sort of side Russian leg sweep, double team style. R-Truth asking what's up. The R-Truth with the blonde tips in the hair, the lower of the hair. Golden gloves as well, too. Oh, yes, I was just listening to what Todd Phillips just said there. Both of these gentlemen are Intercontinental Champion in Gold Dust and also United States Champion in R-Truth or Ron Killings. Currently the 24-Hour Champion on Raw and SmackDown and in WWE now. Oh, and also Goldust, Dustin Reynolds, in AEW right now, wrestling, soon to be wrestling alongside his brother against the young, well, there was a fucked up spot there, excuse my French, but that was, I think there was a little bit of no communication right there, but here we go, pinfall, let's count one, it's one count, guys, it's one count, he's trying to get over there as quickly as he can, Goldust, but no, a head scissors. Here we go. A double team move now with a clothesline into a high knee. Goldust is down. One, two. count of two into a sleeper hold now. Here we go. I wonder what was going on at this time. I was just, let's look back in our Wayback Machines of the during this time in June. I'm next to my computer right here, guys. So I am watching this also on my television as well, off my PlayStation 4. Interesting enough, I thought my TV would be able to get the WWE Network. But as I was about to start recording today, my TV informed me that the app is no longer supported. So that's something interesting. Oh! Spinebuster by Goldust. He's trying to get the fans behind him. Is it going to work? They're chanting for Goldust. They want R-Truth in the ring. Oh, here we go. One. Clothesline. All right, let's have a look-see, guys, in the WWE. What's up, R-Truth ass? Oh, misses the head scissors. Oh, blind tag. Truth didn't see it. Now he says, oh, with the right arm. Right hand, sorry. Over the top rope. Oh! Back in the Jim Herd days of old Atlantic wrestling, that was considered a disqualification. They would end the match right there. Chart topper right there. One, two, three. R-Truth and Goldust defeat the Ascension. The Golden Truth are the winners. On this special little recording I'm doing right now here, guys, for all of you to listen, is the... Let's go back and have a look. Sorry. It is the June 22nd or 24th, whatever, mind you, of Superstar 376. R-Truth and Goldust, our winners. What are we looking at here? Oh, here we go. This is right. This is, I believe it is the main event. It's the Lucha Dragons take on the Dudley Boys. Of all my times, I would never think I would see the Dudley Boys. So, this is just following after on Sunday at the 2016 Money in the Bank. John Cena took on AJ Styles. Alrighty, let's have a bit of a look-see. Money in the Bank. Oh, here comes the Good Brothers. Money in the Bank. No, we don't want to look at 2019. We want to see 2016. They are working together. Did they win it? Did AJ Styles do it? Did he beat... They wanted to beat up John Cena at this current moment, I believe. AJ Styles with the win over John Cena. Following on Raw. Oh, we're going to see a bit of a behind... What happened on Raw on AJ Styles and John Cena. So at this particular moment, the AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, was a heel. He was a heel. So let's follow up on what happened on Money in the Bank 2016. Da 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 da. Oh, he's going to be on the... Oh, okay, interesting little promo there. Had AJ Styles saying that he was going to be on the Stone Cold podcast. That's on the WWE Network, where Stone Cold at one time had a podcast on the network. Interesting. Let's find out more promos in the show. We do not mind that, guys. Oh, where are we following up here? Oh, the WWE draft was going down at this particular time. Alright, so at the Money in the Bank 2016, guys, we had the Golden Truth. They were defeated by Breezango, also known as Fandango, and Tyler Breeze. Then the Lucha Dragons, which is Kalisto and Sin Cara, who will be in the main event, were going to take on the Dudley Boys. Ah, so just they defeated the Dudley Boys. Interesting. Looks like we're going to... Is it foreshadowing right now? Then we also had the New Day. Big E and Kofi Kingston with Xavier Woods, were defeated by Enzo. Oh, defeated Enzo, Gallows, and Anderson. The Villains, who are Aiden English and Simon Gott. Baron Corbin defeated Dolph Ziggler. Mind you, that tag team match was for the tag team titles. Charlotte and Dana Brooke defeated Becky Lynch and Natalya. Then we had Apollo Crews defeated Sheamus. AJ Styles defeated John Cena in a 24-minute 10 match. And we're seeing right now on our screens, guys, as I'm reading this to you, that AJ Styles is on our screen. Then we had Dean Ambrose. He defeated Alberto Del Rio, Cesaro, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn to win the Money in the Bank. Then we had Rusev with Lana defeated Titus O'Neil for the United States Championship by submission. Then we had Seth Rollins defeated Roman Reigns for the WWE Heavyweight Championship. Then all of a sudden, Dean Ambrose defeated Seth Rollins to win the WWE Championship when he cashed in his Money in the Bank. Only seems like, I would say, half an hour later, probably tops, in 9 seconds. Interesting. So good. So AJ Styles on the mic right now, talking to the WWE Universe of Hell. He felt quite good about defeating John Cena. Because during this, well, he did have some help on the Good Brothers, Gallows and Anderson. There we go. Interesting there, guys. What a big time that was happening. A lot of, pretty much going back and looking at this pay-per-view result, it was just seeing a lot of interesting matches. It was 11 matches. I don't know if the Golden Truth and Dudley and Breezango match was that on the main card, or did they put that onto the pre-show? Same with the Lucha Dragons and the Dudleys. But there we go. Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows coming out to the ring. Sorry, I wish I was paying attention more to this promo, guys, but I'm just wondering, AJ Styles is feeling how he feels about the Good Brothers. I think he needs to have words with them. I think he felt that he could not defeat John Cena by himself, and why did his friends from New Japan, which is not really acknowledged that much here, just questioning why. There we go. Oh, there we go, saying that he had John Cena. He knew he had John Cena. This was at the time, guys, the first time that AJ Styles did take on... AJ Styles took on John Cena. We never thought we would see that, because always knew that AJ Styles was a TNA man. He was very much on total non-stop action, which you can check out on one of our first... in the vault of the TBK vault, where Tom and I sat and we watched the one of the TNA's first episode that had first pay-per-view show, which had Ken Shamrock win the NWA title. That whole entire show was good for a laugh, because I had no idea what was going on, and very much I felt like I ripped it to shreds, and I didn't necessarily mean to, but it was just good. That was an interesting show. Gallows and Anderson apologizing for helping. Well, Anderson, sorry, apologizing, saying that he got involved in the John Cena AJ Styles match. And then Luke Gallows apologizing as well too. All is good in the world now. They apologized. One more person. Who? Who did they need to... AJ's claiming that they need to apologize to John Cena. Oh, he's asking. He is asking John Cena to come out to the ring and accepted an apology from the Good Brothers, Gallo and Anderson. Oh, here we go. It's John Cena, as I like to call him every now and again. Ron Cena. Ron Cena in the house. Out he comes. Hustle, loyal, and respect. Oh, yes. And this is where I like to believe that the John Cena sucks. Interesting. Here we go. John Cena on the mic. Doesn't look too particularly happy. Let's do a bit of another research, guys, of what happened on this Raw. What is this Raw right here we see before us? Raw 2016. Oh, 17. Oh. Yes, John. They want to apologize to you, sir. Yeah. Here we go. That's true. That's what they're saying. No, we weren't going to come out, John. And they're apologizing to John. There was a contract signing as well, too. Again, that this guy's, I wasn't watching wrestling as heavily as I used to. But they're claiming that... They're apologizing to John. Here we go. AJ, well, here we go. John Cena spitting some truth towards. Yes, he. Club in your hand. John Cena really speaking down to AJ Styles here, saying that we signed a contract and that you are not going to be. You're just a gutless man because you had to have someone else fight your battles for you. AJ spinning back at John Cena, you're not as good as you used to be. You are not. The crowd responding to that. I respect the win, says by John Cena. No shit, winning is the key to success. Yes. I pretty much remember from these superstar shows, guys, it's very much, let's recap on what's happened on Raw and SmackDown. And occasionally we'll get the occasional match on here. We've already seen already today, guys, the Golden Truth, Goldust and Ronda Truth Killings. Oh, R-Truth, to fear the Ascension. And here we go. Oh, John Cena speaking really sort of down to AJ Styles. Here we go. Oh. Claiming that AJ Styles claiming that Gallows and Anderson did John Cena a favor, that Cena chance of starting. Well, it sounds a bit of both. Booze. Apparently, real recognizes real. You. Oh, AJ, here we go. What's the excuse, AJ? What did Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows give John Cena an excuse to? Oh. That's right, at this particular, this team was known as not as the Good Brothers, but this was the club. Carl and Anderson, Luke Gallows, and AJ Styles as the club. So good. some big boys that actually made a famous quiet starting off over in New Japan Pro Wrestling. What do they want? Does John Cena wants to fight now, guys? He wants to take on all three of them. But if I know wrestling like I all do, backpedaling from AJ Styles saying he's already done the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast and now he has already beaten AJ Styles in the ring. Who's he going to be? Who are you going to choose, John? Who are you going to take on in the ring . Of course they would feel good. Yes. Yes. John Cena claiming he's going to punch down all these gentlemen in the ring's teeth down their throat. It should be interesting. Will he be able to do it? Is that what he wants? Is that what John Cena wants? Why is he wrong, AJ? Here we go. You're wrong, John. He's claiming that AJ's claiming. What is going to happen, guys? Again, this is the Raw that's followed over to the 2016 Money in the Bank, where again we learnt that I don't remember that myself, that Dean Ambrose defeated Seth Rollins to become WWE champion after Seth Rollins defeated Roman Reigns in a 26 minute battle, and Dean Ambrose came in 9 seconds later, bang, won the WWE Championship for the first time, I would like to believe. I think it was the first and only time. So, what? John Cena all by himself. He's got no one to back him up. It was John Cena versus Carl Anderson in a one-on-one. We'll get to see the John Cena-Carl Anderson match coming up. An advert yet again for the WWEshop.com. Not going to lie, I've got a few excellent products from there. I've got actually three WWE t-shirts that I like to wear recently. People don't really need to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway because you're listening to me. I've got a Rusev Day t-shirt. And I've got a Tommaso Ciampa t-shirt, which is one of my favorites. And one of my top favorites is The Man, Becky Lynch. Just as simple, The Man. Oh, look out. It's NXT. The end. The beginning. We're just recently... Oh, my goodness. Here we got some boys right here. The Revival. Who will face the Revival next for the NXT Championship? Excellent. Nice to have a little bit of a NXT action on here. John Cena takes on Carl Anderson at the Raw after Money in the Bank 2016. Here we go. Straight off the bat. John Cena. Just a heavy club over to Carl Anderson's head. Oh, he is not happy. And Johnson looking up towards the... Oh, sorry about that, guys. I should put my phone on silent sometime, hey? Hope I didn't blast anybody's ears. He's looking up towards the ramp. Who can Johnson see up there? Is it AJ Styles? Is it Luke Gallows? Oh, John Cena. Suplex from John Cena. Constantly looking over. Guys, we apologize. We still apologize. Here we go. John Cena, constantly looking up to the ramp. Carl Anderson nearly gets his head taken off very viciously. Here we go. He's constantly looking up there. John, come on, mate. Look. Here we go. So John Cena with a scoop slam on Carl Anderson. Paranoid much, John. You cannot help yourself by looking up to him. I don't really blame him. He knows it, that Anderson... Not Anderson's a ring. Sorry. Gallows and an... Ouch. Another stiff clothesline. This is just pretty much a squash match, sadly, towards Carl Anderson. But yes, he's looking out for Gallows or AJ Styles, who are up there. We're going for a back suplex. Oh, sheesh. Lands it hard. Here we go. John Cena is sending it up for the five-knuckle shuffle. Here we go. And fist to the face. Five-knuckle shuffle. Perched, ready. Is he going for the attitude adjustment? Right there. Bang. Hits the FU or the... Oh, no! We've got some people. We have AJ Styles and Luke Gallows throwing the match out. Just beating the absolute stuffing of John Cena. AJ Styles kicks Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows. Oh, no. Carl Anderson on top. Vicious shots to the head. The referee can't do anything about it. Oh, here we go. Double team move. Oh, vicious. Absolutely vicious. John Cena is just helpless in the ring. The club, a strong unit as they are. AJ saying, give him to me. Give him to me. Look out. Gallows and Anderson and John Cena are into him. The styles clash here. Hopefully John Cena knows how to take it correctly. Well done, all. The club. The club is using as a unit against John Cena. Smiling. The club is in full effect. John Cena wanted a fair fight. He got the fair fight. He was having a squash match against Carl Anderson. But the club is a strong unit as they were. Worked as a unit and took down John Cena. And there we go. That's what happened on Raw. And don't forget about the main event tonight, guys. It is the Lucha Dragons versus the Dudley Boys. I would never think I would see the Dudley Boys on a superstar show. I don't mind it. I just thought this is a bit of a sit down to myself. I haven't done a podcast in quite a while. I think the last time was a WCW Nitro show for your listening pleasure. But now this one here is Roman Reigns, Kofi Kingston, the Lucha Dragons, and Neville doing some sick ass moves. The Bella Twins. John Cena versus Daniel Bryan. Neville with an amazing maneuver. There's a hero in all of us. Hashtag hero. The paranoia, the anxiety, the fear. What are we watching here? We've got a couple of... Oh, sort of like a Fear Factor show. Oh, Swerved. Don't think I've ever seen this show. I remember seeing it. Oh, it's pretty much a show that pretty much is making everyone being swerved from WWE superstars on the WWE network. It looks like a bit of a laugh. Yeah, so the last time I did a show by myself. Oh, it is the Dudley Boys. A chorus of boos. I don't think our Dudley Boys at this particular time were, as people would say, the the faces. They were definitely the heels. They are very much the heels in this match. Greg Hamilton on the mic. As you can see him occasionally, you'll see him more on SmackDown now. Always likes the big note on Shane McMahon being known as best in the world. Knowing the Dudleys being in the foul mood, they're always in the foul mood. And I would say that's always been Bully Ray who's always in the foul mood. And here comes the Lucha Dragons. Lucha, Lucha, Lucha! Kalisto versus Sin Cara. Yes, again, going back to what I was saying before. Last time you heard me do a single podcast like, oh, what a maneuver. Well, a jump. Was the one of the Nitros where Goldberg, Bill Goldberg. Yes, the man who took on The Undertaker recently in this. We don't need to talk about that match too much because it was a bit of a... We all felt a bit ill after it and we needed a shower. Bubba Ray talking to David Otunga to take a shower. Yes, Goldberg winning the WCW Championship from Hollywood Hulk Hogan on Nitro. Bubba Ray... The man does not need a microphone. He's loud enough. Telling him to stop flipping around, he's going to punch him right in the face. Ask him, flip him around. Do it again. Flip around. Kalisto is not in a mood tonight. He does not want to be pushed, but oh, a slap in the face. Look at that mask has some what protection. You piece of crap. He wants him to punch him in the face. He's got hands behind his back. Oh, sharp kick to the legs. And a forearm shot to Bubba Ray. Kalisto underneath. Goes underneath again. Oh, Bubba is in no mood. He's in a foul, foul mood. With a sharp elbow to the face. Tag in to Devon Dudley. Oh, toe hold. Taken down. Right to his face in the mat. Another vicious kick shot. Oh, miss. Ducked, ducked, ducked. Oh, and look out. Oh, sharp kick to the face. Kalisto with another harsh shot to Bubba Ray. He's very fired up. Look out, close. Oh, he clotheslined his adopted brother in Devon Dudley. Look out. Sin Cara, Kalisto, on the move. They're going to fly. Look out. Over the top rope and through the middle rope go the Lucha Dragons. The Dudley boys are down and they are screaming for Lucha, Lucha, Lucha. Coming soon to the WWE, we all go... What have we got going here? Oh, there's a lot more programming that's happening on the WWE Network. Oh, shit. Oh, it swerved, I would believe it. There's a lot more. That was a show. The Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast that's happening. We've got Holy Foley. So they're just at this particular moment. It's commercial time. Let's show these people what is going on. The Cruiserweight Classic? Look out. So a lot more programming that we can see on the WWE Network and the shows that are coming up. Battleground. The ENC Show. The Ride Along. The ENC Show. Holy Foley. Swerve Season 2. Battleground, Cruiserweight Classic, Austin 316 Podcast, Holy Foley on the WWE Network. My goodness, they do love the adverts on this show. I hope you guys really enjoyed this show. Now, just me sitting around watching and looking at adverts for most of this time. But again, I thought this is just for a laugh. Didn't want to take it too serious, but I think they just showed the SummerSlam. The biggest event in the summer is back. SummerSlam 2016. 21st. Oh, here we go. Back to action, guys. Looks like the Dudleys are in full control yet again, taking down the Kalisto with a hard slam. Are we going to see a was up? No, I don't think that was quite a hard knee to pin. Oh, hang on. What's? Hang on. If you ask, you shall receive. Asking, do you want tables? Do you want tables? These people are sick. Oh. Denying tables. They are just horrible, horrible men. We wanted tables. We wanted to see someone get put through the table. But, oh. Bubba Ray with that hard shot, but he misses. Kalisto with vicious shots to the head. Come on, where's the referee here? Come on, we need a 10, at least a 5 count. Oh dear. Head scissors. Nearly got turned into a powerbomb. And Bubba wasn't. Bubba Ray. With a super kick, with it. Look out, sitting. Oh, hard elbow down on Kalisto. Jeez. That side kick that mule kick that Bubba Ray did was very much looked like what Bill Goldberg did to Bret the Hitman Hart. That you can listen to one of our previous shows from last year, guys, on the Starcade show. That was a good one, that was. You got two for that one. Two in 1 month for a special Christmas and New Year's episodes from your boys, The Brocast. Kalisto is getting beaten up by both of the Dudley boys. Got him in the neck vise. He's just wrenching on the neck. Here we go. That's right. We did say people think this is our second. This is our second match. We're saying no on this round. We've seen the R-Truth and Goldust, the Golden Truth. Took on the Ascension, and they won. And then we saw Carl Anderson takes on John Cena on Raw that followed after the Money in the Bank 2016. And the match was thrown out. John Cena won by disqualification and was left laying by the club. Now, it is the Dudleys take on the Lucha Dragons. The referee was distracted with Bubba Ray. He didn't see the tag, and they pull him back. They pull him out. Look out. Oh! They are just stretching out the legs. Back to the Dudley's corner. Bubba Ray calling out to the crowd. Very much like Hulk Hogan style. We got the tag. He's asking, did you get the tag? There we go. Now they're tagging out. He sees the tag there. But he didn't see the tag from Kalisto towards... pardon me, to Sin Cara. Sin Cara wants to be in there. Bubba Ray making fun, taking the mickey out of the Lucha brothers. These Dudleys are in a vicious, foul mood. They are in no... Look out. Is it a side slam? Side slam onto the pin cover. One and two. No, only just a 2 count. Sin Cara wants to be in the ring. He's trying. He wants to. But Kalisto is just... He's begging. He wants to get in. But no. Hold on to him, Devon. He'll get away if you have to. The crowd is chanting even louder for... Look at this. He's just toying with him. He's got to buy the trunk. Oh, look out. Enziguri in the face. We're going to tag Sin Cara. Takes a shot down to Bubba Ray. Bubba Ray is down. Another shot to Devon. That's two shots. Another clothesline. Misses the clothesline. Ducks. Oh! A somersault. Would that take him out? No, Bubba Ray is no. He says no. Oh, look out. Over the top rope. Disqualification if it was the old days of the Jim Herd days. Oh. Into the ropes. Oh, Callisto flying. Like a sitting senton. Look out, look out, look out. Celina de Sol. Oh, in a... Look out, sitting senton. Senton. Two. Look out. What? He hit him with the Dragon Bomb. On Bubba Ray is trying to get back into the ring, but the Lucha brothers have won this one. They have defeated the Dudleys. Oh my goodness. Again, I would never thought I would see the craziness and of the... I find it quite ludicrous that I would see the Dudley boys being on a superstar show. But again, I think it's the first time I've actually done a Dudley's match by myself, as we've seen in most of our previous shows. Oh, here we go. We got the Money in the Bank. So this is what went down during the Money in the Bank ladder match. Yet again, who was in that match? Well, let me tell you. We had Dean Ambrose, Alberto Del Rio, Cesaro, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. That match went for 21 minutes and 38 minutes, and it's showing us right there on the screen, if you're watching it with me, guys, that right there, Dean Ambrose won. He won. He climbed the ladder and won the Money in the Bank. And now we're going straight up to the main event, where it was Roman Reigns was the WWE champion. He was taking on Seth Rollins. He went for the spear. He hit him with the pedigree because he was part of the authority at the time. He won the title. The crowd went wild, and out came the lunatic fringe known as... Oh, he hit him from behind. He used the briefcase, hit him with dirty deeds, and won the WWE Championship. He could not believe it, Roman Reigns. Both Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, their faces could not believe it. These three Shield brothers working together. Here we go. They're calling it the Lunatic Fringe. We're having this up right now, guys. This is the segment that happened on Raw following after Money in the Bank. More adverts. Who have we got coming up here on the... He's back. Who's back? Oh, it's Eazy-E. Eric Bischoff. The man that Brother Nathan, Tom of the Broadcast, and Julian... Biggie, Uncle Daddy, the man that who was part of the Low Cut Crew cast, K's No C's, that I started off, he started off, he and I did a show with our other good friend known as Damo. We are going to see this man in a couple of weeks' time. So look out for our socials, where we will go to the Eric Bischoff show, where we will listen. He will tell us a few stories. He'll answer a few questions. And that was all about. And his exclusive Eric DeBischoff show happening on the WWE Network. Another advert for Tap Out of these WWE superstars. Oh, we got a couple. I have not seen that one before. We got A Better Day or... Oh, Kofi Kingston, WWE Champion. Just jumping that. No thanks. If I would even try any of these things, guys, I would end up hurting myself. Tap out. Where are we going to now? Another advert? No. Now we're going to Raw. They're going to talk about the WWE Championship. We're talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Dean Ambrose for president, crossing out both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump at the time, and having Dean Ambrose as the WWE. That's for the El Presidente? Sure. Kevin Love is a champion, and that's the bottom line. Wow, interesting. LeBron James wearing a Ultimate Warrior t-shirt. So cool when you see other wrestling... we got Dean Ambrose. The man who's causing quite a bit of a chaos online and on podcasts, Mr. John Moxley. and the winner of the most recently of the United States, the New Japan United States Championship. And here we go, Raw Rebound. Last night on Raw. Oh, Monday, sorry. They're showing highlights of the Money in the Bank match, and he winning the Money in the Bank briefcase. And then he went to the main event, took out Seth Rollins after he just won, beating Roman Reigns for the title. And now he has it. Dirty Deeds onto Seth Rollins, and now he has the championship. Oh, Roman Reigns coming out now. We got the Shield Brothers right now. Actually, because both of these gentlemen right here are faces in wrestling terminology, all known as good guys. And no, Seth Rollins says to Roman Reigns, no, you're not getting your rematch. Oh, Seth saying that he wants the title match. This was just after a month or two after the Shield went belly up, thanks to Seth Rollins turning his back on his Shield brothers, steel chair in hand. We've got Shane McMahon, best in the world, setting up a match. Who was it going to be? Who will take on Dean Ambrose? So the main event that night on that Raw was Seth Rollins takes on yet again with Roman, against Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose was on microphone. He was actually doing commentary. He's telling him to get up. Hang on, the referee's counting. Wait a minute, it's a 10 count, and none of them got there in time. Another somewhat of a bullshit ending, but again, this is how you sort of... Oh, Shane McMahon coming out again. There we go. Ambrose setting up, saying, I can take on both of them. I can take on Roman, I can take on Seth. Is he going to set up a triple threat match? Oh, it is. It's set there, guys. The Battleground 2016. Dean Ambrose takes on Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. Oh, look out. Roman stopping it and then hitting Dirty Deeds on Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins trying to get an attack on Roman, but he hits him with his own Dirty Deeds. And that's it, guys. There we go, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking your time to listen to me, talk to you, and watch this special alone episode of The Brocast. As I watched WWE Superstars 376. Again, the matches that we saw tonight were the Golden Truth, Goldust and R-Truth. Took on and defeated the Ascension, and the Lucha Dragons, Kalisto and Sin Cara, defeated the Dudley Boys, Bubba Ray and Devon Dudley. That's in the bank, guys. Thank you so much for taking your time to listen to this. I know it's interesting most of the time where either Tom or myself do a show by ourselves. It's kind of not as witty or comebacky, or even this one's going to be a short one. But again, I thank everyone for taking your time who download our shows monthly. Sometimes it's weekly. Every time we do one, we appreciate all the love, the comments, the likes, the retweets. Thank you so much, everyone. So again, guys, thank you for taking your time to download this today. I'm done rambling. Find us on all the socials. Just go back, Tom, in the disclosure of this actual episode, because I'm going to send it to him, and he knows how to do all that jazz. I just like to sit here and watch, and you guys can listen. Again, it's the Brocast, at Brocast on Twitter. And as he says every episode, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Thank you for listening.
What is the Podern family?
This is Gareth from the Open Our Powers podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad.
J Mills.
And Lil Man.
From the Full of Fiber podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks podcast.
Hey y'all, it's Juliette Miranda from the Unwritable Rant podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Ro podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Podern Family and use the hashtag Podern Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Podern Family, where great podcasts come home.
Yeah, we coming now.